this market, the Miami Heat, how much have they siphoned attention and money away from this franchise, do you think, with their success over the last couple of years?
Yeah, they've been successful, and I applaud them for that. I mean, but that doesn't mean that we, you know, there's enough out there for both of us if we're winning.
You think so in this market? Has this market changed that way? Was it always the case? Or?
Well, I mean, look, there's a limited amount of entertainment dollars. I mean, you know, Miami is a town that wants winners. There's a lot of other entertainment. So people are spending those dollars on other forms of entertainment. But if the team is winning, they're going to support that team. We've seen that in the past, and I think that'll what it'll be in the future. Well, I mean, you can see what we're doing in the off season, what we've brought in there. I mean, I think, you know, in pro football, it all starts, you know, you need to have a great quarterback. And we certainly believe and hope that we've selected a quarterback. He understands, you know, his position, his role. He's doing everything he can. I love the guy. I think he's the right person, you know, to lead the way. But I think you have to make the rest of the moves as well. You have to have a plan. You have to be consistent. You have to follow a plan. I think that's what we're doing. We've said that last year, and you can see the changes. And I think, you know, and just what the football writers around the country, not just here in Miami, you're probably the most critical here in Miami, but other places, when you read the press, how much they really see what the Dolphins are doing. And I think that I like the position we're in.
Was there any concern that you possibly spent maybe too much money? Because you've spent a lot of money.
Wait. I've never heard a writer say, hey, you know, this guy's cheap. He's trying to save money. Can you spend too much money? Thanks, Omar. you know, first of all, we have salary caps and a lot of things. You have to live within the rules. So you can't buy yourself a franchise. You got to be smart. And I've always said that. You know, money doesn't solve problems. It really brains solve problems. And having the right people making the right decisions, you know, and spending the money that we're allowed to spend and not really leveraging it for the future, you know, giving it away, that we have to be there consistently. And I think that's what we've done. And you've seen too many franchises have spent tons of money on one or two players, probably past their prime, didn't have a real plan. I think that's not the type of formula that I'm looking to follow.
Steve, you gave a directive a while ago for more transparency in this organization. At the football side, seems to operate under sort of a cloak of secrecy, from not discussing even the most, for instance, the minor injuries to maybe trying to re-sign their own players. Are they exempt from that, or do you feel that
Well, I mean, I think you've seen a lot more transparency from the football operation. I mean, this whole organization really believes in transparency. And, you know, I think maybe it takes maybe a little longer, but I think you can see it happening. They also are, you know, moving in that direction.
So you obviously think of Mike Pouncey wearing that free Hernandez hat?
Pardon?
What did you think of Mike Pouncey wearing the free Hernandez hat?
Well, I mean, it's how did the team handle it, or how do I feel? I mean, well, obviously, you know, I don't condone it, you know, and at the same time, I think the way the team handled it, and, you know, it was a matter that the coach and Mike Pouncey, and I have total faith in the coach and how they handled the situation, and you know, it was done, and, you know, certainly, you know the way we care about how our people act in the community, how they behave, and what it means to the Miami Dolphins, and I think that is really engendered in all the players. They've told that from day one, and I think, you know, you've seen that with this coach, and I really that's important to me, the character and where we're going as an organization with the right kind of people.
Well, let me follow that up. I mean, you said you know, he met with that's when the coach, Mike Pouncey. Joel Philbin would even tell us if he met with him. How do you call that transparency?
Well, I mean, I'm in favor of how Joel Philbin is handling things. I don't want to really get in between that. I have total faith in Joel Philbin and the way he handles things, and him as a person, what he expects of people, and I'm not going to second-guess Joel Philbin.
It was very clear that your foil in Tallahassee was Will Weatherford. I've been told, I was going to confirm this, that you've gone on the record before that you were promised. I was told right before you guys cut that massive check to Miami-Dade County, either you or someone in your staff called him directly saying, we're about to write this check. do we have an agreement in place?
I think what took place with Mike, with Weatherford, you know, it's all been said and done. I want to move forward and not start a controversy between this, because that's not going to serve anybody any purpose. I know it was done. It's been reported. And, you know, I'd really rather not really make a new issue out of that.
Steve, well, you obviously signed the checks. What kind of role did you play in the offseason acquisitions? Did you make suggestions, or did you kind of get out of the way and let the football staff do the work? What would you say?
Well, I mean, you question them. I mean, you know, in other words, I don't make the decision. They make the decisions, but you question why they're making their decisions. You want to know that they're well-founded, that they've done their homework and all that. So I know what they're doing. I mean, but at the same time, they make the ultimate decisions in that.
What would you be looking for in your new CEO?
A leader. And I, you know, I mean, I've started a lot of companies, and I think every company that we have is really, you know, probably the best in class. And that's what I'm looking for in a leader here, to take us to the level where we can become the best in class as an organization in every aspect of it. And right now we have a search going on, and we hope to, within the next, probably narrow it down to four candidates within the next week or so, and then sometime by the end of August, beginning of September, have really picked somebody from that candidate.
Do you want somebody with a football background, or not necessarily? Do you think it might be better to have somebody from outside?
Well, I mean, I just want to get the best candidate, you know. And if it's football, that'd be great. And if it's somebody, I think you have to have some type of relationship to sports. To bring someone in from the outside that hasn't dealt in sports, I mean, it took me a while to learn. And, you know, it's a different business, I got to tell you. But I think someone to run an organization that's been involved in sports is paramount. But he's got to be a real leader. We have a great organization in-house, and, you know, we've talked to people, but we have a search going on to find the best candidate.
Do you want that person to have any involvement on the football side?
The football operation reports to me.
Steve, Couple more guys.
When we ask players about Joe Philbin, they said he's still a stickler for detail and all that kind of stuff in his second year, but he showed a little bit more personality. Have you noticed any difference with him and your dealings with him?
Well, you know, Joe Philbin was never a head coach before, and I think just getting comfortable being a head coach, you know, it takes a little bit of time. And I think you learn a lot, you know, on the job and all that. I mean, he still, I think, has a great football mind, and I think you learn a lot, you know, from every year. And I think that you'll probably every year you'll see probably a little different side of Joe Philbin. But I think he is a real thing, and I have a lot of faith, and I think people are seeing the job he's doing, you know, from outside. And I hear so many owners and other coaches, you know, you really made a great selection.
What do you like best about what he's doing or what he's done?
I like what he stands for. I like his plan. He's a stickler for details, as you said, and he also has he expects a lot from his players as well, and he also commands respect. I mean, you can expect – but unless you're commanding respect, you know, you're not going to succeed.
Steve, this is your fifth year, and you've talked about you build businesses. A lot of businesses have been successful. Are you surprised it's taken – did the sport surprise you that it takes a while to get, you know, to start winning? Are you surprised you haven't won yet?
Well, I mean – sure, I would have liked to have won, and as I've told you before, you know, I've learned a lot. It's not as easy as business from that standpoint, because you know talent, but that doesn't mean you can attract the talent. I know, you know, as an organization, people want to work. We get the best people because they want to work for our organization. People might want to come to South Florida. We might have a great organization, but the rules don't allow us to just for them. They're not free to pick where they're going. So. But I think once you build an organization where people really want to play, and you build it for the right reasons and looking for the long term, I think we'll attract the best players, we'll be the best in class in organization, because we're looking at every aspect of it, just not on the field, looking to really enhance the fan experience, to doing everything to be the state of the, to be the best in class in every aspect.
Adam and then Andrew, and then we got to go.
You pledge not.
Steve won. Last three, and then we're out of here.
You pledge not under any circumstances to move this team out of South Florida. If the stadium situation in Miami-Dade doesn't rectify itself, would you consider other municipalities in South Florida?
I mean, I haven't, you know, given up on the fact. I think this is, as I said before, the best location for South Florida, and we got to make it work.
Andrew, any thoughts?
If ticket sales do suffer this year, is the team going to continue subsidizing them, or would you consider allowing blackouts?
Well, I'd like to believe that we're not, I'm not going to have to address that question, you know. But in the past, we've supported, you know, the fans and have shown it in spite of the blackout rule. And I would hope, you know, that we're filling up the stadium. And I think winning will do it. And if I focus on that, I won't have to worry about those other questions.
Steve, last one. You
probably noticed there's a trend going on around the country involving billionaires. Are you interested in buying a newspaper by chance?
You got one to buy? No. I mean, you can't imagine, you know. You know, I was at a summit yesterday, and they were talking about, you know, like Bezos having bought the Washington Post. And it's really, you know, you don't wonder why, you know. Guys, it's all, you know, it's all about mobile on your phone. You know? And that's where the future is, you know? Let's face it.